the band. But
what's the names of them?
Well, you have, used to have all the shipping mail was Tom Watson's, yeah. and Thomas Gray's. Tom Watson come from the governor.
Right.
And the Thomas Gray and the Irish Gray and the
Rattlesnake, don't
we? Rattlesnake, that was an old fashioned name.
Tongo, that was a big one.
Yeah. The old Jones melon was big round melon. Mountain Sprite, they got to call them Stone Mountains and Mountain Sprite and Jones melon. Actually was all about the same melon. They were all green. But those striped ones that us kids used to call rattlesnakes. I know rattlesnakes not striped. I don't know why they call them rattlesnake watermelons.
Uh-huh.
But they did.
These things that would come up in the woods after rain or wet in the damp place?
Frog stools and mushrooms.
Yeah. The frog stools were the ones that were, you couldn't eat anything.
Well, that's right. It's mushrooms that grow everywhere that's poison. Well, so is the ones that are not. And I never have seen any mushrooms that were grown for market. I mean, except in a can. And so I don't know about how they do, but they grow just like us, because I've read a story about folks getting gathered mushrooms and know which ones together, which ones don't together. But old frog stew, you know, it'll turn into, some of them turn into, look like snuff inside of them. You ever seen them? You kick them open. Us kids used to call it devil snuff.
Yeah.
You kick it, and that stuff would just fly out of them after it got dry and old.
Did you ever smoke or tobacco or any kind of
anyone? Yeah, I used to smoke rabbit tobacco right strong, because I never smoked for a habit since I've been old enough to smoke. But I used to slip around and smoke anything that anybody else would smoke. Roll up stingy green, the kind you grew out in the field, and smoke it.
Stingy green?
Steal daddy's and smoke it.
Dad, your father smoked?
Yeah, daddy smoked Prince Albert. That's all he ever smoked, pipe.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he...
Did most people smoke cigarettes or...
Most elderly people smoke pipes and cigars. Younger folks smoke cigarettes. But...
I don't think as many people smoke cigars anymore. Chew?
A lot of people chew cigars now. They quit smoking and they went to cigars, and they had it in their mouth all the time, and you watch them long enough, he'll get to be a short and he'll chew it up. Like chewing tobacco. Just keep chewing a little off the end of it all along.
Well, chewing tobacco, the more you put in your mouth, the more tendency you had to
get rid of it, brother. I had to spit it out.
Yeah.
But these old ball players, I think that's the fad for them to get a whole jaw full of chewing tobacco and see how far they can spit. But a lot of the elderly people chewed tobacco. I never was around any many white women that used snuff, but all the nigger women used to use snuff. And some white, because a lot of white women used snuff, but they didn't. My mother didn't.
Yeah.
But my grandmama used to smoke. My grandma Barbara did.
Hmm.
Smoked a pipe.
Really?
had a little old clay pipe. It wasn't big as nothing. They called it clay pipe. I guess it was made out of just like you make pottery. And had a little crooked reed stem. I guess they bent them when they were growing and made them crooked, but the old pipe would come out and crook down and sit up like that. But a lot of women smoked back then, old women smoking them days. And that's before women got to smoking too. Like women smoke now.
Yeah, like the smokestack.
Yeah, like the smokestack.
Well, you might say you could put tobacco in your mouth, but you wouldn't
swallow none of the juice of it. If you could help it, you'd get strangled to death on it, I guess.
If
it was pretty strong. It was good. I suppose it meant good purgative if you swallowed enough of it. But I used to